I'm just going to say a few words and then we'll move off. And before I even say those few words, I just have to say that Caroline Lucas, the Green MP for Pavilion, who's putting the Right to Roam Bill to Parliament in the next session this next month or whatever it is. Marion Shearn is my hero. She's the doyen of the land rights movement and the movement to save the countryside from capitalist ecocide over the last 50 years. And the third book was called The Right to Roam, and it was written specifically to restore the campaign for migrant meters' right, Minister of the Environment, his pro-bill, in 1998. Read those three books. Old House Warren is facing destruction for a giant centre park development. It'll rip the heart out of Worth Forest. Most of Old House Warren, about 60%, is forbidden to the public. Yet if we do not know the forest, and we do not know its beauty and its wildlife, we will not know how to fight and defend it. We cannot champion its rare, beautiful, important, weird wildlife and landscape if we are not permitted to know it, to fall in love with it, or to feel we own it. We cannot fight for nature if we do not know it. What the eye doesn't see, the heart will not grieve. And that's why we're here. Because if we don't spend our time in this place and know it and love it, we'll be unable to fight for it in a meaningful way.
You could say that these veteran trees are younger than the pillow mounds.
What was that pillow mound for? You said rabbits. It's for cosseting the rabbits.
They were very tender creatures, not tender creatures nowadays, but they were very tender creatures in those days, and they built these artificial mounds, which they called pillow mounds because they tended to be longitudinal, and then dug holes. They didn't leave it to the rabbits to dig the holes. They dug the holes for them. Talk about being looked after. And that's what the rabbits lived in, and where the Warreners would harvest them. Worth Forest was a hunting forest of the Saxon petty kings of Sussex. There are a whole number of kings of different parts of Sussex and then England, at least from the Norman Conquest, if not before. It became a hunting forest of the local feudal barons, a kind of larder for their class-based diet, venison, deer meat. In those times, the forest was probably roughly equal parts woodland and open, wet and dry heath, with grand old trees. It would have had wild boar and cattle as well as deer in its early days. In Tudor times, the iron industry, making cannons for warmongers, became very important in these forests, and we will pass the remains of that industry today. After we've been down onto Stamford Brook, you'll be passing by the old bay of the double furnace there, and you'll see the footings of the old furnace buildings. The great majority of the forest's grand trees and woods were lost to feed the furnaces of this industry. So that's the first big ecocide. From about 1600 to 1800, warrening, rabbit farming, became very important. And the whaleback pillow mounds in which the rabbits had their holes are still extant across Old House Warren today. And for those of you who weren't near the front where I was gabbing on about them, we've actually already passed a whole number of pillow mounds just getting here. From about 1800 onwards, the landowners massively planted the forest with commercial and ornamental trees. First, a lot of sweet chestnut coppice, and later for things like pit props, and later mostly conifers, which still dominate the forest today. The stretching heaths and bogs and fens were lost to this afforestation, and that's the second great ecocide. These changes brought huge losses of wildlife, in several waves of extinction. And unless we can stop them, we live on the edge of a new wave of extinctions in this forest, whether or not Centre Park's bulldozers come in. And that's by way of neglect. The long, slow process of neglect and mismanagement which have characterised the forest for at least the last century. Three features of great value still survive from the deep past. As he turns his pages and drops his notes. Okay, three features of great interest survive from the deep past. Now, they're not the only features of interest, they're just the features from the deep past. The modern forest has brought its own wildlife, a huge amount of complement of new wildlife, so I'm not, but that's not what I'm mentioning here. First of those three features is the hundreds of veteran and notable trees, including many ancient oak pollards, the many open-grown giant heath beeches, and I think most of these trees here count as what I would call heath beeches. They're not pollards, they're just open-grown heath beeches, which were probably gnawed by deer very early in their lives, and many new groves with old trees. The great number of ancient oak pollards surviving is probably a measure of the greater ecological continuity, the greater history of its woods than in either St Leonard's or Ashdown forests, whose ancient trees are almost all beeches. So that's a real mark of the extra value of the veteran trees in Old House Warren and the rest of Worth Forest. The second feature to note from the deep past is the gill streams. The gills are these mini ravines. We've just avoided going down one now so that we weren't responsible for anyone breaking their necks. And their woods and trees harbour many ancient flowering plants, mosses and liverworts from the time of the temperate rainforest, which Guy Shrubsole, one of the Right to Roam people, has just written a book about. You can get it in the shops very shortly. Some 7,000 years old. Some really amazing temperate rainforest mosses and liverworts. The third feature is the open forest rides, which we've been walking along, which hold vegetation communities which survived from the days of the hunting forest and the wildwood, going back before the hunting forest, with many ancient plants. This is not the time to see those plants, but believe me, they're a beautiful, beautiful feature of the forest in the summer months. But what you do get now, of course, is the fungi, unless the foragers have nicked them. But over the past century, Old House Warren and Worth Forest has suffered a long, slow ecocide. In 1954, two large SSSIs, these sites of special scientific interest, were designated, one in Old House Warren and one in Worth Lodge Forest. In 1987, that's less than 30 years later, most of those SSSIs were de-designated, and only a rump of one of them survives today in the Stamford Brook Gill to the south of here. Many of the veteran pollards have been lost to crowding, shading and felling, and you can see that here, everywhere we've walked. I've seen the loss of some of the biggest giants myself just in the last few years. Most of the veteran trees are now vulnerable, or dying, or even dead, as a result of no management or management damage.